Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
What's happening, mofos? It's Jennifer DeVoe, and, well, we're about to bring on a special guest co-host who's going to be on with me regularly, but you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m., that's Pacific Standard Time, and 6 to 8 p.m. for my East Coast listeners. Gotta love it. Listen, hopefully you're all shouting out. What up? Shout out to all my family and friends. You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, second episode. Today we're going to be featuring Stereo Love, which is a family rock band. The drummer is the dad, and the 18-year-old daughter is the she's the lead guitarist and lead singer, and then also the backup vocals, as well as bassist is the 19-year-old daughter. So, gotta love it. Keep it in the family, but not in that way. Anyway, that didn't sound right. Hi to all my Periscope Twitter followers and fans. Hi, how's it going? It's Jennifer. We are going to be bringing on this wonderful guy who is sitting across from me right now. And his name just happens to be Dave Navarro, okay? Don't get your panties all wet, people. He's not the Dave Navarro, but he's a pretty damn good facsimile thereof, of a Dave Navarro that I've ever seen in my life. So I'm going to bring him on right now, and he's going to be bringing you the world's news and what the hell's going on all over the place. Ready? You're on.
Well, thank you very much, Jennifer. I appreciate that a great deal. That was a wonderful intro, and yeah, I don't know about the, like, looking like the exact facsimile of Dave Navarro.
I said a great facsimile thereof.
Okay, good well, enough. I'll go good ahead enough. And take that.
Good enough.
These are some headlines in case you haven't seen them. In local news, this is brought to you in part by ABC News. Family of five-year-old boy pleads with South LA hit-and-run driver to surrender. Family members of a five-year-old boy killed in a hit-and-run in South Los Angeles pleaded with the driver to surrender during an emotional press conference on Wednesday. Authorities said the young boy died at the hospital with his mother by his side. In U.S. news, brought to you by Associated Press correspondent Wilson Ring, Northeast digs out for March snowstorm as ski areas revel. The Northeast was in dig-out mode Wednesday, a day after a treacherous storm packing strong winds and accompanying plummeting temperatures left some residents dealing with rock-hard ice and others with more than 2 feet of snow. The upshot? A late-season boost to the region's ski areas.
Nice.
World news, brought to you by Associated Press correspondents Albert Aji and Zina Karam. Mm-hmm. Suicide bombers strike Syrian capital, killing at least 30. Suicide bombers hit the main judicial building and a restaurant in Damascus on Wednesday, killing at least 30 people, according to state media, spreading fear across Syria's capital as the country's civil war enters its seventh year. In entertainment, Misha Barton's lawyer issues warning to man, allegedly responsible for a revenge porn video, brought to you by ABC 7 News correspondent Brandy Hitt. Actress Misha Barton is an apparent victim of revenge pornography, according to her attorney. A sex tape featuring the 31-year-old actress and an unidentified man is being shopped around, said Lisa Bloom, Barton's attorney. The asking price is apparently $500,000. Bloom, who spoke on Good Morning America, said the recording was made surreptitiously and without Barton's consent by someone the actress was seeing at the time. In sports, Los Angeles Lakers hope to bring home a W after being on a two-game losing streak as they take on the Houston Rockets in Houston later today. Also playing today in hockey, the Anaheim Ducks hope to get their first win against the St. Louis Blues in St. Louis after being on a four-game losing streak. The weather today's high, 84 degrees, with the temperature dropping later this evening to 58. Tomorrow will be slightly cooler with a high of 81 degrees and a low of 58. These are the headlines in case you haven't heard them.
Nice.
I try. What can I say?
I like it. it was good. And stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Misha Barton's story actually got to, like,
sorry,
you know, pop that on me.
Sorry for the porn video victim.
Misha. Yeah. Well, you know what? It happens,
shouldn't
though.
Have performed in front of a camera. Oh, anyway.
Well, she is an actress, so. I mean, you know, she's used to performing in front of a camera.
Yeah, obviously she didn't get paid, so she's pissed. she wants compensation for her time and energy.
Energy being an operative word.
Now I'm gonna be sued by her lawyer.
Well, I mean, if she comes from the Sumi tribe, yeah.
Yeah, send all correspondence to idontgiveadamn@idontgiveadamn.com. And
Hashtag you don't give a damn.
Yes.
Okay, just
exactly.
Making sure.
So,
I thought that's what the hashtag was for.
Whatever your damn name is from whatever damn TV show you were on at one point, see my non-existent lawyer. That I can't afford right this moment. But anyway, we won't.
He's on retainer,
that.
Right? He's on major retainer.
Yes, retainer 5 years from now.
that's like having.
I'm in prepayment mode. That's kind of.
That's like having like a lawyer on layaway.
Yes.
I guess you might say.
I have a lawyer on layaway.
There you go.
I just haven't started paying him yet. So he's on layaway for 5 years from now when I might need him, in case all these litigation things from Nisha, whatever her damn name is. I have a twin named Nisha.
Actually, her name is Misha. With
Misha.
Misha.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, whatever.
Close enough.
The only Misha I care about is Misha Collins from Supernatural, who plays Castiel.
Nice.
The only person I give a crap about. And he's also on the CW.
Oh, hey, there you go.
Nice tie around.
Right?
Like that? I tied it back together in a bow.
Well, I don't think Misha's been on the CW for many years now, I think.
Still, she was on there at one point.
At one point.
You know, it's something, whatever. They're both CW people or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Gilmore Girls kind of crap.
Hey, don't bank on the Gilmore Girls.
Oh, well.
I'm just kidding. I've never really actually watched that show.
I never have either.
Well, maybe I have, but don't tell anybody.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's just
that's
sad.
That's our secret.
That's our secret? That's just not right. Hey, I'm going to bring in somebody here, I think. Do you want to be brought in or no?
You want to bring her in?
Do you want to be
Does she
brought
want to
in?
Be brought, she's just you? Smiling right there. She's like, I don't know.
She's like, don't
I'm
put
shy.
Me on the spot.
Ah.
She's laughing in the background. She's just like, I don't want to. Okay. I'm just okay with holding
right.
the phone
just,
up.
Just film. Just film. I mean, I could just like grab it, put it on a selfie stick. Where is that damn
What are you going to grab?
Oh, selfie stick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure. I wanted to make sure that you went ahead and cleared that part
yes,
out.
Yes, the selfie part.
Okay. The yes. stick part or the selfie part?
I'm not sure whichever one. I don't want my husband listening and hearing me talking about grabbing people's sticks.
Well, that's why you have to
He's
go ahead and clarify
work.
It was a selfie stick.
Yes, it's a selfie
then
stick.
Again, you know, when you say selfie stick, that's a whole other conversation altogether that you
yeah.
might want to have with them, which would be kind
yeah,
of
I don't know. It's an interesting device, but hey, we got a caller. Let's see who the hell's calling. You're on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Who the hell am I talking
Hello,
about?
Is this Jenny's Real Talk on the Block?
Is this my punk-ass bitch of a son?
Yeah, it's your punk-ass bitch of a son. You know it.
Rock on! It's Chance DeVoe, you know, calling in to be...
Actually, it's your two punk-ass bitches of a son. How you doing, Jen?
Matt! My other son, Matt. I have two sons. I adopted one of them because I don't want to push out more than two children.
Hey... It's okay.
And
he's
I have
adopted.
A daughter,
it's
so
all right.
He's adopted. But it's okay.
Feel it. Make you fun of him.
Because I don't know if I'd ever have sex with a Filipino. I'm just kidding, Matt. Just kidding. Love you. Just kidding.
I love you guys.
They're usually too short
you.
For me.
I love
They're
you.
Usually too short for me. Anyway, love you guys.
Hope everything's great.
Yes.
Have a good show. Yeah, have a good show. I'll be listening.
All right.
We'll be listening.
All right. We'll talk to you in a little bit.
Rock on.
Bye.
How are you going to say that the Filipino men are too short? Not all of them are too short.
A lot of them are.
Well, I mean,
depends
on what part of their anatomy you're talking about that's too short.
I'm talking about their height.
Okay, just making sure. That's
yes.
all I wanted you to go ahead and make sure.
Yes, they're
just...
they're too short in the height department.
Gotcha.
And so therefore, they're out of the game at the start.
You have to be a certain height to...
Yes, to ride this ride.
To ride this ride,
yeah. You have to be at least 5'9 or taller, which is my height. So it's got
Wait, you're 5'9?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's got to be my height or taller before I even bother with somebody. And thank God my husband is five, you know, almost 6 foot. So
there you go.
We're good to go. But, I forgot to tell you how tall he is. He's 4'5". I'm just kidding.
He went from 6 foot to 4 foot tall. Oh, okay. Oh, that part. Gotcha. Okay. Took me a second to go ahead and figure out what you were talking about.
I'm just being funny, and I also neglected to tell the fact that he's black.
Nice.
It's stereotypes. Anyway, some of them are true. So anyway. yes, yeah, so today we did I did an interview back on what was it? Almost 2 weeks ago now. It's like a week and a half ago.
Oh, it wasn't this past Saturday. It was the Saturday before.
It was the Saturday before, yeah. Gotcha. March 4th, I did an interview at Pitch Black Rehearsal Studios. Mm. It's like a rehearsal studio for bands and other stuff like that. It's really nice. It's really tiny, though. Have you ever been in the Viper Room?
Yes.
You know how that small that place is?
Yeah.
This is even smaller.
Closet. Wow.
I think. It looks smaller to me.
So this is the child of a closet?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. It's the grandson of the Viper.
So it's a box.
It's a small box.
It's a small box.
We have to all cram in there. It's like a clown car. You know, I'm not sure how we're going to get out of there.
It's like a terrible joke that's about to go terribly wrong.
Yes. It's like watching Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, God, I haven't seen that movie in years.
I know, right? But, yeah, it's really nice studios. But you got to check it out. It's a nice little place, but it's very rare they have shows there. It's like obscure kind of stuff. It's like 2 in the morning, like after-hours parties. I don't even know if they throw like regular stuff during the regular hours that everyone else does.
So basically they're like, I think the only business we're going to get is after hours. So,
this was like it was like 2 to 5 in the freaking morning. I showed up like 12:30 and band, the drummer, the dad, Judd Steele, he is the, he's the drummer. He was setting up, you know, he was starting to set up all their equipment. Mm. And then one of the daughters, Jewel Steele, who was the lead guitarist and lead singer, she was there helping him set up, bringing stuff in from the van. And then the other daughter went and grabbed somebody from the valley, came back. So she was a little bit late. But that's why I got the later start. But it was 2:45 of the friggin' morning. They went on stage at 3 in the morning. People started showing up about between 2 and 2:30. Mm. They had a good turnout. It was pretty packed. Pretty good amount of people. I don't know if they have a legal license to sell alcohol. But it was a really
it depends. Was it a private residence? Oh, this is an actual club, right?
No, it's not a club.
So it was a private
rehearsal
kind of
studios. It's a private owned, like, it's a side to an auto shop or something.
Technically, you
it's
can
on
go
Santa
ahead
Santa Monica
and...
Boulevard. It's a private residence, technically. You know what I mean? So it's not really, they weren't, I don't know, whatever. Let's not get into logistics. Semantics, logistics, I don't know, potato, patata. I don't really care, I'll tell you the truth.
As long as you got your drink, you're good to go.
I brought my own, but that's me. I don't like to pay the high prices of the drinks.
I hear you.
And I'm in talks with the owner.
Nice.
To throw some of my own shows sometime soon, hopefully.
Oh, cool.
So if we want to get on that, it's another way to make some money.
Yeah.
But we need to. I got plenty of access to bands, food trucks, venues. It's the cashola that we need more of. So if you would like to sponsor or advertise on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block Talk Radio Channel 1, hit us up, Dave Navarro. Or Dave Navarro. Dave Navarro, because we don't want people to get all bajiggity thinking that it's the real one and get their panties wet, okay? It would be wonderful if it was the Dave Navarro, but I like this Dave Navarro.
And I'm okay with the panties being wet part. That's fine,
he's
too. I'm okay with that part,
He's
too.
Okay with that part. Because
that's okay.
He's single, ladies, as last I knew, right? You still single?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I think I'm single for life.
No, don't ever say for life. I've been single as long as you've known me.
That's true.
I just got with somebody like almost 4 months ago. So you know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Well, it's not because, you know. No, it's by choice. I'm not.
Well, you're not in that place right now.
No,
you're not at that same place. It is what it is. Everybody comes to that place at a different time. But Stereo Love is a really good band. You guys would like them. Go check them out. They're going to be playing with Bullet Boys here soon. I'll look it up here in a second, and I'll let you guys know on Twitter. I'll send a blast out and let everybody know. Stereo Love's going to be playing with Bullet Boys coming up here. I think it's March 27th, but it's either 25th or 27th, something like that. It's the end of the month here. But they're going to be playing with Bullet Boys. It's going to be a really great show. I think it's at the Whiskey. I'll get more details and shout them out. But I did an interview with them at Pitch Black Studios, Rehearsal Studios. Really great place. Cute little venue. I don't even know if we want to call it a venue necessarily.
We'll call it the box.
A box on Santa Monica Boulevard. And trannies walking by. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't see any trannies. But it was a really nice place to see a show.
Wow, really? That's a first.
Dude, they were rolling up joints in the place.
It's legal now,
and
so.
Smoking it in the place.
Well, it's legal now.
It was fun. And I was rolling them up for the owner. This woman rolling up spliffs for the owner. Of the venue.
Was it that good? Good.
It was dope. It was good.
Really?
He had a honking huge bag of weed. It was really nice. He could have grown it himself. He could have bought it from a dispensary. I don't know where the hell he got it, nor do I care. It was just really good stuff. So I didn't have to pay for it. Where do I give a shit?
That's the best kind.
Oh, that's right. We can swear on here. Oh, anyway, I'm not going to take advantage of that necessarily, but I'm just making sure that I don't have to, filter myself either. So that's right. So really great thing. So check them out. Like I said, Stereo Love, really great band, family band, dad, two daughters, really a lot of fun, really good people, hardworking. The mom is the roadie.
She's like the Partridge Family, for metal.
She is. Well, they're not metal. They're like hard rock. I'd say hard rock would be the best way to describe them.
Yeah.
They're not like heavy. They're not like screamo. They're not like anything crazy like that. But
I like the way your guest is just like agreeing with you, but not saying a word. She's, shaking her head, nodding. She's like, yeah, no.
You too can find her at Tashina Saunders on my Facebook page. Go check her out.
Oh, That's
my BFF.
She's so going to be famous
just
right
kidding.
Now.
Smoking partner. Besides the husband.
She's laughing, but she's laughing very silently, too. Yeah. She's trying to keep
she's
the laughter within her right
she's
now.
Trying, she's good at that.
She's like, no one's going to hear me. No one's going
to
hear me
right
now.
Shout out to the hubby, James Muse. What up, JJ? How's it going? Facebook, Twitter. What up?
The only negative I see about her right now is that she's wearing a USC shirt right now, and I'm a UCLA fan, so it kind of killed me a little bit there. And I know many people that know me are going to give me a lot of shit for talking shit about USC, but hey, what can I say? I was born at UCLA Medical Center. I'm a Bruin from birth, so
is my boss.
So there you go. See, so
I'm from Maine, so I don't give a crap. I don't give a fucking rat's
ass. Because we don't even have a team in Maine.
I don't give a fucking rat's ass whose team it is.
Maine is like the ascent of the
Maine.
United States.
Hey,
we're the
Orono Black Bears or some shit.
You don't even know your own team.
Yeah, Black Bears. The Black Bears. Yeah, I had to think about that. Orono.
I'm just kidding. I'm. You know what? I have much respect for
mine
all you Manians.
Mine were the Huskies. It's Maniacs.
That's what they call you guys?
Maniacs.
Maniacs. Okay, so
and
Maniacs.
People from Massachusetts are massholes. Tell my friends and family who live in Massachusetts. You heard me. Masshole.
Wow. Masshole.
And we're maniacs.
I like that.
Even though they're the shitty drivers. They're more like the maniacs.
I'm so happy we're called Los Angelinos.
Yeah.
People from LA are called.
Oh yeah, you're lucky. You're lucky.
We at least have
lucky.
Hey, we have a very ethnic name, Los Angelinos.
Oh yeah.
So we have a very we try to keep up with diversity.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
The Angels.
That's what, well, yeah. You know, City of Angels. La Ciudad de Los Angeles.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, by the way, I'm Latino, too. So.
What he said. What? The name Navarro didn't
No,
give
you, you know
away?
What? You'd be surprised at how many people. Would you? If you saw Dave Navarro, would you think he was Latin at all?
Yes.
Really?
He looks Hispanic.
Not everybody thinks that.
He looks
There's
Hispanic.
A lot of people think they think
he looks you know, Hispanic.
I don't know.
Just because he metroed it up. You metrosexual looking bastard. You nice. Heard me, the real Dave Navarro. I'm gunning for you.
You know that he actually. I'm just kidding. You know that he actually was.
You want to be on my show? Dave Navarro, the real one? Hey, whatever. You can talk to the other Dave Navarro.
You know, I think he'd actually.
Hang out with him, maybe have dinner, you know?
I don't know about all that. I think he's actually mad at me. I think, to be honest, I think he's actually mad at me. I heard once many years ago, because I was a Hollywood club promoter, I heard that many years ago he thought I was trading on his name. And I was like, dude, I have the birth certificate to prove it.
I just happen to have the same name.
The same first and last name. It's crazy.
It is what it is. And I guarantee you, knowing Hispanics and how much they populate the earth, they like to
Get
fuck.
Out.
They like to fuck a lot. Anyway.
No comment.
No comment. Therefore, you know, that's why there's a lot of you on the planet. And I'm sure there's a lot of damn guys named Dave Navarro.
Oh, I'm sure. I think I saw a couple of them.
If you'd like to call into the show and ask us a question or pipe in on some crazy ass shit we're talking
Operative
about.
Operative word is pipe in.
Yes, pipe in. We don't really. Yeah, we'll listen to your opinion. We just. Might respect it. I'm not really sure. 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. Call in now or be damned. I'm just kidding. And nobody will call. So anyway.
Oh, you got to have the faith.
I had a crap load of people call last week. Well, I told my son to call in. All right, so.
Like in like a few different times?
Well,
with a few
he asked me if I wanted to call in. Oh, yeah. All right, whatever. Good enough. Crazy. Okay, well, that was fun. So, switch it up. Let's do Facebook. Fuck it. I'm going to do it. Get over here. You get on the radio. Get the fuck on the radio.
She's multitasking, trying to go ahead and get, you know, Facebook Live, trying to, like, do a radio. Jen is a multitasker, ladies and gentlemen. Let me just tell you right now.
I am, and that's why my husband loves me.
There you go.
Anywho.
I don't want to know why, though, in that aspect.
I'm good at multitasking. Didn't we just
there you go. Thank God you didn't go into the details as to what exactly do you multitask. Or, I'm happy
with okay,
not
good.
Knowing.
You weren't saying that when I was single. Anyway, what's the Facebook thing here? Let's do
saying. I love to know about people.
So. Okay, yeah, shut up. We're not going to tell how we met. Okay, here we go. AFF. Let's see. We'll let people figure out where that's. Hey, it's Tashina. What up?
What's that?
Oh, yes, it worked. Okay, good.
She's actually talking.
Just putting me on blast, but I might as well speak up.
Tashina Saunders.
See, this is I actually get to hear her voice because actually, from the moment I met her, she's just been all smiles. She's been very, like, low, like, she hasn't really, like, talked too much, you know, so finally now I get to hear what she actually sounds like. Clear.
I want Charo on our show.
Random.
Well, I'm pretty much of a shy person, but this person brought me out, so might as well.
Like, Forster's like, sit, talk, say something.
Roll over.
Roll over. Play dead. Do something. God.
Squirrel.
Squirrel.
The reason I brought up Charo, squirrel, was because.
Gucci.
No, it was because I was looking at my Facebook here just now. I was happening to look down. I saw my daughter. I scrolled down. I saw Charo. I was like, oh, nice. Crap, Charo. I would like to have her on my show. Charo.
Gucci.
She's about to be on Dancing with the Stars. She's going to be on here soon. And so I just happen to be friends with her nephew, Marco Lesher. What up, Marco? What's up, you bastard? How's it going, Marco?
You bastard.
Marco. Polo.
But I'm right here.
But I'm right here. Oh, yeah. Now, Marco is a cool dude. He's trying to like make some kind of TV show with her or something, I think. I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
With Chato?
Yeah, with Chato.
Gucci. Chato. Gucci, Gucci.
Yeah, she's
funny. I'm wondering if she knows what that means, how people have defined that, her catchphrase now. Whenever she says
dude,
it.
Dude, she even, it's on all her stuff now. It's hashtag coochie coochie.
Oh, God.
I'm not joking. And it's...
Because there's different like, definitions of that word. Coochie coochie is, like, something you do a little bit, like, coochie coochie coo type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, then you got coochie coochie, which is the other word. And then you have her catchphrase.
Yeah.
So it's
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever. There's so many ways you could go with
all
that.
All right. So what we're going to do...
Sorry,
we're
so confusing.
Yeah, right?
I digress. Okay, I'm going to play the interview. We're going to go on radio silence. I'm going to play the interview with Stereo Love, Family Rock Band... Let's enjoy this. It's just a 5-minute little, interview. I did at 2:45 in the morning.
So you were half asleep.
Yeah. No, actually, you'd think I would have been, but no, I was. I actually had energy. I don't know how the hell that happened.
Wee.
But
yeah, because you were. Isn't weed like more of a just a chill type of
Yeah.
So for you to have energy after smoking, it's like. What the hell was wrong with you? What they put in that stuff?
We're not going...
Radio silence already started, apparently.
I'm not disavowing any knowledge of any said actions, of any said things that I may have not done.
That's probably the smartest
thing. In the bathroom.
Thing. So you're pleading the fifth.
Okay, I'm going to go now. Play the interview with Stereo Love. Because I do not want the cops to show up at the doors of LA Talk Radio and arrest me. Okay, here we go.
Not yet, at least.
Guilty as charged.
Right.
Lewd and lascivious acts. Okay. Anywho, interview with Stereo Love.
This is Get Real Global Entertainment's first interview, and Jennifer DeVoe, and she's going to have an interview with her favorite group, Stereo Love.
Hi, this is Jennifer DeVoe with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on the LA Talk Radio. We're having a great interview here on the scene at Pitch Black Studios and in Hollywood, and ooh, we're here to do an interview.
Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yes, yeah. Really great venue. We're gonna maybe throw some events here soon, so that'll be fun. Yeah, maybe do some more stuff with Stereo Love. Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Right on.
Well, good. 15 minutes until 3 a.m., so we are doing good.
Right, 2:45 in the morning.
Past our bedtime.
Yeah, and we're all down to party and rock and roll. Yeah.
Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Yes, this is.
No, I'm Jewel.
Yeah, you wish you were me.
I'm Jewel Steele. In the band, I play guitar and lead vocals.
Judd Steele, drummer, bodyguard.
Dad.
I, do it all.
And Lula Steele, smarter sister, bass player in the band. And also, I do gang backup.
And that's about it. Oh, we have another body member tonight.
Hey, special guest, dude. Dr. DJ Kepler, dude.
Okay, cool. We had a special guest on there.
Two daughters and a father. We are a trio band. Check us out on our website, www.stereolove.us. And you guys...
So we got an EP coming out soon.
We do. This month, because now it's March 4th. So we're at the end of this month. We're coming out the EP with 5 songs.
Called
and
Baby
it's
Blue
called
Sky.
Baby Blue Skies.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
What
yes.
And we're playing Whiskey on the 22nd of April with Bullet Boys and Pretty Boy Floyd. That's going to be it.
Awesome. Okay, hey, so... This is a family band. How long have you guys been doing this?
6 years now.
Now 6 years.
300 live concerts in 6 years.
Wow, that's wonderful. And what kind of music has influenced you over the years?
Right?
Well, we all have a little bit different taste, but people say our sound is so unique. We play mostly originals. We sometimes throw in like remakes, but most of our originals are like a rock, pop, radio-friendly sound,
It's just what we feel. We're not selling out or nothing.
Exactly.
No, totally. I like that you guys are totally original. You're very few times you ever see something like a family band. Two daughters and their father. Yeah, and exactly. And you guys have original songs, which is really wonderful. And then I know you guys do a Green Day remake. Green Day, your version of a Green Day song.
No, actually not Green Day. I love Green Day, but we actually do Flagpole Sit Up by Harvey Danger, which is also from the 90s, like Green
Nice,
Day.
Nice.
But we also do an oldie but goodie.
Flash.
We also do Fox
Flash,
in the Rhine.
Motherfucker.
We also do Fox in the Rhine by Sweet. We cover that song too. Just really fun covers.
I do love your cover of Fox on the Run.
Thank you.
Yeah, and the one that you sing at the very beginning of your set, which is great.
Oh, wait, Harvey Danger.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, that's my favorite. To me, that's why I thought it was a Green Day song, because it sounds like...
Kind of does sound like Green Day.
Yeah, it kind of does.
You know, it kind of does.
I thought it was.
You know, it's from the...
I thought
like
it was.
Said, it's from the same...
well, you see, you just schooled me, and I'm a radio DJ. You just schooled me.
No.
I got schooled by an 18-year-old. This is awesome. Frick, yeah. Hey, even my own son is 18, and he schools me sometimes. Got to learn. Hey, you learn from everyone, no matter what the generation.
Decade, because Green Day and Harvey Danger are from 90s. So
nice.
You were close.
At least I got something right.
Exactly.
Okay, that's cool. Well, anyway, so you've been doing this for 6 years. What kind of you all have different influences for bands?
Yeah, what do you like? Well, you like
I'm all over the place. I
like chill Nirvana, Paramore,
and then it gets really ghetto, like Drake, YG, 50 Cent.
She likes to go there.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
I like Tommy Lee, Buddy Rich, drummers. You know.
Okay. Good. Nice.
And my dad was a drummer too.
Oh really?
Yeah,
see, second generation drummer, as well as
Little Dicky.
Oh yeah, my dad likes is Little Dicky.
This guy new little guy named Little Dicky.
Yeah. Okay.
We all got influence, including my dad. His dad, our granddad, toured throughout the 1950s, throughout the state playing jazz on drums. You know. Jazz
That's wonderful.
Music, your dad, right?
Yeah,
that's kind
exactly
of influenced us playing.
I'm a junior. He's Judd Senior. I'm Judd Junior.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So
okay, cool.
It's freezing, so.
Yeah, I'm going to head inside. Sorry.
Okay, well, that wraps up, and thank you for that. And
Jennifer rules.
Yes, thank you. All right, thank you guys. Have a great set, and we will see you inside, and I'll be doing Facebook Live video live from the set of Pitch Black Studios.
Yeah.
Bye. That was awesome. That was the interview with Stereo Love that we did. Like I said, Pitch Black Rehearsal Studios on Santa Monica Boulevard in Hollywood. And that was it.
I can't believe he's a dad. I'm still kind of
know. He looks... Judd as Judd Steele. So it's Judd Steele, and then the daughters are Jewel and Lula.
Hey, we're...
Yeah, stop that.
Oops.
All of a sudden, Facebook comes up. Hey! I'm like, oh, get off of there. Anyway.
That was awesome.
So, yeah, that was great.
Yeah,
so,
no, but I can't believe, like, how like, she's, like, 19, right?
Yeah, the lead singer is 18. That's Jewel.
And that's his daughter.
Yeah, and then Lula Steele's his other daughter. She's 19, and she plays the bass.
Wow, and he's, like, he looks like he's about their same age. Maybe, like, in his 20s, that's about it. But I was like, wow, this guy's a dad of a, 18-year-old? I was like, Jesus.
Yeah. Well, amazing what photography does. I'm just kidding. Hold on one second.
That's terrible.
I'm just kidding. I love these guys. They're awesome.
They're very
awesome. You are on with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Who may say is calling?
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are on the air with Jenny's Real Talk on the Block.
How you doing? This is Mr. Adams. I'm calling for Dave Navarro. He told me to call in. He said it's such a great show, so I was listening to your show. Jennifer, first of all, I love your voice. Incredible.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I love the real talk, and it was great. So David said, listen to the show and tell me to think of him. David sounds like my Latino mother right on the phone, but that's her soul. But he sounds
awesome.
Interesting.
Well, he's a great friend. So, with friends like those, I'll be looking for new friends, actually.
You only need enemies. You need enemies and enemies with different diseases. People like me.
Well, Jen,
that's
awesome. Well, DeAndre Adams, he's actually the one that I was telling you about.
Oh, nice.
From the documentary that he's doing called Behind the Vest.
Oh, cool.
So, nice.
Awesome. Yes, you're the bodyguard, right?
Yeah. I'm the person who preserves life. I'm the one who keeps you breathing, and I'm the one who gets mud through my face and called whores and everything else.
Well,
but yes, that's
I may
me.
Need you someday when I become big.
So, you know.
Yeah, when you come big, I'll be probably bigger, and I'll be
that's very
won't
true.
Be able to move. So
oh,
I'll be like
oh
a big
in that way.
Bodyguard.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so I won't be able to move anymore. I have too many steaks and lobsters in my body by that time. So I'll probably doing my next generation of bodyguards, executive specialists. Probably dealing with them people by then, because I'll be probably retired by that time. Right. But you and I'm not saying it'll take you forever to get famous. Don't get me wrong, but I'm gonna be really tired. My socks are getting like frostbite on them now from all that working.
I got you.
So it's time to be.
Time for you to either retire or get new socks. One of the two.
Yeah, one new pair of socks there. Retire.
So. Awesome.
But I love this show already. It's incredible.
Thank you.
And I've heard of the show. Believe it or not, Dave, when you mentioned her name, came across the board. Believe it or not, about a couple of weeks ago from a celebrity friend of mine. I've heard of this show by the name of John Angel. He's being saved by the Bell, the new class.
Oh, I'm sure you've heard of Jennifer. She's been mm-hmm. she's been on the air for how long now?
5 years.
5 years.
Yeah, I just came up
yes.
with
so,
radio, but yeah.
Incredible. I love what you're doing with it, and I'm looking forward to being on your show next week with my whole team from Behind the Vest. We're in the process now adding another member on to get these guys to come out and be on your show and talk about what we're trying to do with this asset of this show.
What I'm looking forward to is the stories.
Yes.
That's what I'm very much looking forward to, because I know that you have some pretty crazy, you told me some pretty crazy stories as well. So I'm gonna be looking forward to that.
Right.
Yeah, I do have some incredible stories, you know, and the stories are immaculate, and we just try to keep them to a hush us, but at the same time, some of the stories that we talk about is just true to life, and some of these celebrities can go straight to world hell that I ain't gonna deal with it. But I can't get mad about some of the things I've said about people I work for, and I'll talk about a few of them on the show next week. But I really don't care if they get mad.
And we don't care that they get mad either, Dre.
I'm going to get mad. What are they going to chase me down, try to sue me? Good luck.
Right.
You know, and it just some of them are just idiots. And it's a great. And they need people like us to make them feel more superior and more stupider. So they need people like us to be around and make them feel more stupider. So that's why the bodyguards are there. A lot of times, the ones I deal with.
Yeah, right.
You know, and all of them wasn't bad. 90% of my clients in the years or 30 years were not bad. Don't get it wrong. But they some interested. So I will tell you some behind the vest stories.
Nice.
When I see you guys next week. Awesome. I'm going to call and support your show. And I'll let my people know it's a great show. On my celebrity friends to call in and tell us in the mud about Dave, how me and Dave met. I'll embarrass Dave next week.
Oh, wonderful. More so than you already have. Fantastic.
Awesome. I love it.
Yes, we have a story to tell, Jennifer. Yeah. And I'm praying for your success to keep it going for another 10, 15 years.
Thank you.
With you. And thank you very much for having me on for this last 3 or 4 minutes talking about how bad I am as an individual. I love it. Thank you very much.
I could have told her that, Dre.
All right.
All right. Yeah, we know, Dave.
All right.
Thanks, Dave. But let the world know that I'm a Betty Crocker gingerbread man undercover.
There you go.
And I don't know.
All right.
Thanks, Dre.
All right. We'll
so
talk
God
to
bless
you,
you guys.
Yes, you God bless you. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, we say we'll. Bye-bye.
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 And that was
DeAndre Adams.
Yes, there we go. Bodyguard to the stars and whatnot. So yes,
I'm telling you, he's a great guy.
I'm sure he's got some stories.
Oh yeah,
he'll be on next week's show. So let's play two songs by Stereo Love. I got a song called Baby Blue Skies, and then a song called Not Me. I'll play Baby Blue Skies first because it's the title song to their new album that they're coming out with. Called Baby Blue Skies, and then Not Me is a really great song. These guys wrote it. They've really great songs that they have on their own. They also do a rendition of A Fox on the Run, which is a really cool song from like the 70s, I think. But they do another really great rendition of another song. I'll have to get that information. I can't remember. I thought it was a Green Day song, but it wasn't.
They sound real good.
It sounded like a Green Day song, but it wasn't. It was somebody from the same era. But here we go. We're going to play Baby Blue Skies, and I'm going to play Not Me, and then we'll be back. We'll be right back. With Baby Blue Skies by Stereo Love. What'd you think of that?
Loved it!
No, that was good. Sound good.
It was really good, yeah.
Yes. That was one of their poppier, well, they're all kind of, they're hard rockish, but like this next one is a little more hard than that one.
It sounded a little bit like a mix of, like you said, 70s type of kind of
Yeah.
You know, it has that little bit of that 70s feel to it, I guess.
Yeah. Big Blue Skies is good. It's nice. It's poppy. It makes you want to dance. It's, you know, it's a good, like, summer kind of song.
Yeah.
You know, basic. Something new especially to hear on the radio. Yeah, you can hear that on the radio.
I can see that one.
Right? All right. So this next one's Not Me by Stereo Love. And
That's going to be my anthem if I ever get caught cheating.
Yeah.
Not Me!
Yeah. And then when we come back, we're going to be heading out of here. So you've been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Enjoy this. End of Not Me by Stereo Love. What did you guys think about that one?
That one like kind of struck me as, I'm sorry, I'd like totally like cut you off right now.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that it was just, it sounded a lot like 80s.
Fist fighting in the station.
Sounded like a little bit like something from the 80s that I would actually listen to. Something from like the movie Tron or something.
Yeah.
Sounded pretty cool though. I liked it.
It's really cool.
Yeah. Well, it's been great. We've been having fun. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. We got to get out of here. Next week. Come back, listen to us, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Talk to you later. Bye.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
That's my other child. What up? That was the end of that.